That Kenny Stills was not at practice today.
Right.
Is he out for this week?
Not really sure, but things are looking better than they were yesterday. So, kind of got going into practice, and you know, you wasn't feeling right, so we pulled him out, and then today we're just trying to just get him feeling a little bit better. So we'll kind of see. We got a couple of days still.
What kind of season has Kenny had? His numbers are better in the recent weeks.
You know, he's been doing what we're asking him to do. You know, there's been a lot of times where, you know, his job has been to clear things out to get other guys the ball. We've tried to work downfield on a few things. We just haven't been getting really some of the looks that, you know, that we want, you know, heading into the game. And we haven't been able to take advantage, really, his vertical speed. You know, I think it's pretty well known that he can get behind guys. You know, we did it a lot last year, so he's done in the past. It's just they're aware of him. It just makes it tough. You just got to call things at the right time.
What is your best experience with Damian Williams in the 2 years you spent with him?
You know, I think just watching him improve, the attention to detail that he has, the pride he has to make sure that he's doing things right. If he makes a mistake, you're probably not going to see the same mistake twice. I think that Oakland game was one of the better things I've seen him do in a game. I think last year against Buffalo, when he went about, you know, 9 yards for a touchdown in a mosh pit. You know, he's a relentless runner, and he's a fun guy to watch, and he's a fun guy to coach because when he goes to practice, it's full speed all the time. It doesn't matter. We're in a walkthrough, he's going a little bit faster than everybody else.
Do you have to have a few guys like that on your team to kind of kickstart the rest sometimes?
I think it's always good to have as many of those guys as you can find. You know, it's just one of those things where this is it. This is what he loves doing. He don't want to do anything else. He has no interest in anything else. And, you know, it's fun to be around a guy like that.
If Kenny can't go, does Carew kind of step into that?
Yeah, I mean, I'll worry about that if that's the case. So, I mean, we're always going to have contingency plans on what to do.
You were talking about Drake in the offseason. I think you said that he makes you crazy. Does he make you less crazy now?
I think he's done a good job of
things that have changed.
He's made a lot of improvements. And a lot of improvements really fast. Just being the mistakes are way, way down. And I don't know if that is just – He's playing so much more, and he's getting more reps. It helps him to where he gets to take all the walkthrough reps, and he's getting so many more reps in practice, and then he's getting the live-action reps in games, if that's just kind of made everything kind of make sense to him. I see a guy that's very attention to detail in meetings, you know, always taking notes, good eye contact, asking good questions. So, you know, sometimes it just you get thrust into that role. You know, it seems like you know what to do real fast.
When you've lost three straight, do you rely on the vets to keep the mindset positive and upbeat and guide the younger players how to navigate through this?
I mean, this is kind of the NFL. I mean, it's ups and downs. Every week's like it's either a disaster or you're the best team ever. So, I mean, you just keep plugging along. You have so much time. You want to just keep getting better and doing things right. That's the key to everything. And if you do that, that gives you your best chance for the next week. So the hardest thing for anybody is just realizing once that game's over, you make your corrections, you better move on quick. If you sit there and linger and think about things, what went wrong, what you need to do, and, you know, either, you know, you don't like play calls or, you know, guys aren't executing, if you keep worrying about it, one loss becomes two. And, you know, we've had certain things we've done better. We just need to put a full game together with all three phases.
Do you find young players that if they make an egregious mistake, they tend to dwell more with, say, a veteran and let that linger?
Sometimes. I think every guy's different. Some guys, you know, I mean, they start it over real fast. I think vets have a better understanding of how to do it because they've been through it so many times. You know, I think anybody that's been in the NFL long enough has had some really rough years and had some good years. I mean, you know, I've had my fair share of seasons where it wasn't very fun. So at the time going through it, it's a terrible, terrible feeling. But it helps you down the road because when you hit lose a couple in a row, you know how to handle it. You know what you need to try to do to get better.
Adam, as you know, Tunsil can be very hard on himself when he's not playing up to his standards earlier in the year. Have you had that pep talks with him this year? And how has he played the last couple of weeks?
You know, he's played better. I mean, he's been getting better throughout the year. I do think he is extremely hard on himself, but we have very high expectations for him, and we've made that known to him. You know, he's always been very confident since he got here, especially when he got bumped out there. I think one of the first things he ever told me was, don't worry about my side. So, I mean, that kind of confidence is what you want. And it's the same thing as when we talk about corners or wideouts. If you have a drop, you better have short-term memory, because every guy you go against is good. They're all good. Every defensive end you face, there's probably an elite guy that's going against him. So, you know, if he gets beat, he's just got to have short-term memory and come back. And, you know, that's why it's a full group effort. Everybody's got to be doing their job. Quarterback, get rid of the ball. Guys getting open fast. We do that, and that gives us our best chance as a full group.
Do you see Sue being hindered at all by the knee when you watched the Carolina game? Did he seem any different?
You know, I don't know if I've ever talked to him after a game where he said he played real well. So, I mean, every game he's going to be very critical of himself, because when I look at it, I always see a really tough guy to block, and you see a guy constantly getting double-teamed. You rarely see one guy trying to block him. So if you'd imagine, you know, that's your whole day is going against two guys. I mean, it's just a tough way to make a living. And he still finds a way to shake free and get in there and be disruptive. And I guess I just don't see anything it's hard to see visually. I just know, you know, he wasn't feeling great. And he gave us everything he had. He was trying to do everything he could to help us stop those guys.
When your defensive line as a whole, when you look at things that need to change on your defense, is that group playing to the level of expectation, or do you need more from that group as well?
It's tough to point out one group, because on defense it takes that whole unit. You know, you have to do a good job taking the first progression away, you know, in the coverage, because it's hard when the ball comes out as fast as it does usually on us. We gotta make that quarterback get to the second progression for those guys to really have a legitimate opportunity to affect the quarterback. It's hard to just win when the ball comes out that fast. And I think those guys are working to affect the quarterback as much as possible. I think, you know, there's only so much they can control. They just have to make sure that, you know, we stay in that group mindset of everybody do their job, because – you know, even if they're not getting home, that means the ball's coming out quick. We just got to get tighter in coverage. And when we do that and start batting balls down and trying to create some kind of turnovers, whether it be fumbles or interceptions, you know, that helps everybody. It just helps the back end, linebackers in the front.
What does Xavier Howard have to do to improve his confidence with turning his head and locating the football and challenge vertically?
Well, some of those are tough plays, no matter who it is. And it's just one of those – it's a feel thing. You know, you just got to have that feel of, you know, something – you know, the receiver's body language, kind of the route concept, splits. It's just a lot of factors that go in it. You know, what's your responsibility at the same time? So, you know, it's a lot of it's experience. Just keep going through this process, and when you see something, you understand how to fix it and how to make, you know, tighter coverage or when to turn your head around. I mean, it's one of those things when – you know, you try to gamble one time and all of a sudden they double move you, and now it's worse than what it was before. So I think he's doing a good job. Every time we come out to practice, he's trying to find a way to get better, and he stays tight on coverage. I mean, he's right there, you know, and I know there was a time, I think we were talking about Bobby last year, he had tight coverage and hadn't got his hands on any balls, and this year we're seeing him knock balls down. We're seeing him, you know, quarterbacks are forced to throw the ball outside because he's doing such a good job staying tight inside. So, I mean, it's the same thing. It's just keep playing, and, you know, when you kind of get on that run where you get your hand on the ball, you know, it just kind of avalanches.
Yeah, a lot of coaches have their stats or their numbers they think that are very telling or that they put a lot of value on. Where do you put giveaway, takeaway? And I think you guys are -4, if I'm not mistaken. How has that affected the season?
Yeah, you know, that is something it's important to us. I think part of the reason we haven't had as many takeaways, it feels like, I mean, it's just reality. We haven't had any leads, which we can't use our pass rush to their advantage. Instead, teams are able to stay balanced, be able to run the ball throughout the entire game instead of giving our guys some kind of lead so our pass rushers can get after it. The quarterback has to hold on the ball a little bit longer because he needs to try to make up some yards and some chunks. And if we did that, you see more sack fumbles, you see more forced throws, you see a better chance for interceptions. So it's really kind of an offense-defense thing, really, at the end of the day. You know, both sides have to do their job, and if you get some kind of lead, that's when you can really start forcing turnovers.
Couple more guys? Or none?
I liked your idea about 30 plays a game for Malalugu. Yeah, have you explored other avenues in the offense where he could help you?
No, we were just trying to find somebody to play a little bit fullback for us, so it was good. It's a good changeup for us. Something that really we hadn't done a whole bunch of.
Thank you.